May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The woman at the well, or the Samaritan woman at the well, is an important story in the Gospel of John, which establishes an important theme of the gospel message. Jesus came for the whole world. We heard last week the story of Nicodemus, a Pharisee, and perhaps the most familiar New Testament verses in the Bible, John 3:16 and 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that everyone who believes in him may not perish but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Today's story shows how Jesus puts these words into practical application. He not only says he's come for the world, he goes to a group that is shunned by his family, his neighbors, his social group, his nation, and he eats and drinks and stays with them. And he doesn't have to go far to find them. They are on the direct route between Galilee and Jerusalem. In fact, most travelers between those two regions would take an indirect route just to avoid them. Why the Jews avoided the Samaritans is complicated. In the time of Jesus, the Israelites were judgmental about Samaritans based on a long history. It all started approximately 800 years before Jesus was born. The Assyrians conquered the northern tribes of Israel. The Assyrian conquest, and their theory was to intermix peoples they conquered. They sent Jews away to far territories and imported non-Jews into the area. The area that we know as Samaria. So as a result, the Samaritans were a group of people of mixed ethnicity who could no longer claim to be fully Jews. They might be what we have called in our culture, shamefully, half-breeds. Or what H.K. Rowling in the popular Harry Potter series has the evil followers of Voldemort call mudbloods. Unfortunately, humankind has been all too ready to judge and label others. Even those who have nothing wrong with them other than who their parents were. Note that the Samaritans, like the Jews, worshipped Yahweh. When the Babylonians conquered the Judeans, they destroyed the temple in Jerusalem. The Samaritans, who were left behind by the Babylonians, began to worship Yahweh on Mount Gerizim. When the Jews returned from exile, the Samaritans offered to help the Jews rebuild their city and their temple. The Jews refused. Even to this day, the two peoples do not agree. The Samaritans even have their own version of the Torah, which you can find on Amazon. Even with this animosity, Jesus sits down at a public meeting place with a woman who Jews would avoid and would shun. Not only would Jews shun this woman, but Samaritans who followed a version of the Torah would also shun her, as shown by the fact that she's going to the well at a time of day when nobody else was going. But Jesus was there. Jesus spoke to her despite the fact that Jews shunned Samaritans. Jesus spoke to her despite the fact that men did not speak to women in public. Jesus spoke to her despite the fact that Jewish rabbis did not teach women. Jesus was stepping across all sorts of barriers established by the religious culture of the day. And all is not well with our religious culture either. We draw lines that put members of the world that God loves on the outside as well. Who are we to shun those whom God loves? Are we not to follow the lead of our Lord and Savior, who was willing to sit down with a Samaritan woman at the well? Well, 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 isn't that special? That was a line made famous by Dana Carvey on Saturday Night Live, usually uttered right after making some kind of judgmental comment. Unfortunately, those hurtful comments were said by Mr. Carvey in his character, the church lady. His routines were very funny, but they were based on the underlying assumption that church people are judgmental and prejudiced. If someone doesn't agree with the church lady, they're in league with Satan or going to hell. The church lady would sarcastically label the views she disagreed with as special. She was making fun of Christians who separate themselves from others based on prejudice. Unfortunately, many of the unchurched people in the United States say that they do not go to church because church people are judgmental, as demonstrated by the church lady. According to the Pew Foundation, quote, across all religious upbringings, roughly 3/4 of those who have become unaffiliated with the church, the duns, say religious people tend to be hypocritical and judgmental rather than sincere and forgiving. And most of these, including 55% of those raised Catholic and 53% of those raised Protestant, cite this as one of the reasons they've become unaffiliated. End quote. Indeed, the church has been too judgmental about who is in league with Satan and who is going to hell. Too judgmental about who is saved and who is not. Too judgmental about, you fill in the blank. Jesus told us to feed his sheep, not judge them. Here's the key. Judgment is up to God, not us. Who goes to heaven is up to God, not up to us. That is what the doctrine of predestination is all about. The doctrine says that God is sovereign and chooses who will spend eternity with God. Double predestination is the flip side of the doctrine, which says that God also chooses who goes to hell. Either way, we are not in the judging business. We're called to be in the loving business, leaving judgment to God. As I say most every Sunday, who's in a position to judge? Only Christ. And Christ died for us. Christ, God's Son, met with the woman at the well openly and offered her the living water of salvation. Likewise, and you know, you notice he didn't ask her to repent or confess her sins or anything else when he offered her that living water. Jesus offers all of us, unworthy as we are, all of us are sinners, the living water of salvation. May all of us gratefully accept that water and extend it to others, that we may leave behind the judgmental well of the church lady and sing with the saints, it is well with my soul, with my soul. It is well with my soul. Amen. Having heard the word of God,